Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Well, we're almost halfway home.
I was wondering if you were going to recognize the math of the situation. You did.
Got a little extra for you. just constant extra Ben and Woods lately. I'm so tired of the sound of your voice, Paul's voice, and my voice.
About 7 minutes, you can say we're halfway home.
Yeah, we'll be out of here a little bit later today. Got the early game out in Chicago. And in-season Sammy Leavitt will be stopping by live in studio this morning, which makes me very happy. Always nice to see Sammy in person. I'm Woodsy. That is Paul Reindl, the executive producer, and Ben Higgins. You know him. You love him. Today is, by the way, National Hug a News Person Day.
I think I'm more of a sports
person,
not a news person.
It's a big squeeze.
I learned something about hugging.
Some of the jelly out of me there.
Jelly donut. I learned something about hugging. You know that you're supposed to hold a hug for maximum...
1 second.
No, six.
Maximum or minimum?
Maximum. Like, to get the most out of it,
that's the ideal. Anything beyond that is... awkward and creepy?
No, it's not a random stranger, right? It would be like...
You shouldn't hug any random strangers at all for any period.
I hug random strangers. Not random, but hey, what's nice to meet? Hey, how you doing? I'll bro hug somebody.
Bro hug is less than a second.
Bro hug is less. It's just like a quick back slap.
Yeah.
But to hug a loved one, to get maximum value out of it and to really feel it and let it kick in is 6 seconds. I learned that. And I thought that was great. And so my wife and I now will hug in the morning for 6 seconds before I leave.
You just estimate in your head 6 seconds?
We'll count it off sometimes. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi, five Mississippi, six Mississippi. Try it. Try it with your loved ones today. Hug them. Your kids, 6 seconds is what you really need. Isn't that nice?
Remember how people would try to say Mississippi so fast when you were
blitzing? One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
It's four, yeah. Mississippi, five Mississippi, Mississippi, just so they could blitz the quarterback in flag football because there was no offensive line.
That's right.
So you had a certain number of Mississippis.
That's right.
Before you could rush the quarterback.
Correct.
I remember I had a friend who was a couple years older, and I don't know what we were doing. We had to count. It was like, I feel like we were older than playing hide and seek, but let's just call it hide and seek. All right, count to 60, right?
Right.
And he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'm like, whoa, that's genius.
Yeah.
You're still counting 60 numbers.
You're just not counting.
Just doing it 10 numbers six times.
Yeah, 39,
30,
40. 47, 48.
22, 23, 24, 25.
Then
you got to remember how many.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, when my guy tells me to do like 20 reps of something, I'll count to 5, and then I'll count to 5 again. Then I'll count backwards from 10. I'll go 1 through 5, 1 through 5, then 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The fastest number to say? 10. I think you can say 10 fastest.
1.
1 is not bad, but I think 10.
I don't know. I've never tried this. You have any more anagrams or...
I have no anagrams for you. Okay. I do feel like you are somewhat selective in which days you celebrate. Like, you see National Hug a News Person Day, and I know you're going to want to celebrate that one. You're not, though, celebrating Walk to Work Day.
No, absolutely not. I have not. I do pick and choose.
Brandon in the chat says, yeah, my buddy who works remote says he had to wake up a little earlier, but he made it. Works remote, that means he works at home. You don't have to walk to
you
work.
Walk your ass to the living room and get on the computer. No, I'm like, yesterday was smelly fish finger and custard day. That was really a thing. And I said, well, I'm not doing that. Not touching
it. No.
Right?
Today is not tell a lie day.
Today is tell a lie day.
I know.
Yeah. Today is tell a lie day.
I just told a lie.
Yeah. You've told a few in here this morning, I think. But listen, I'm glad. 6 seconds. That's all you need. Just remember it. Next time you hug your loved ones, give
six
it
a, seconds.
6 seconds.
Is that scientific or
scientific?
That's how you get six second hug.
That's how you get maximum value.
Caitlin
out of a
says,
hug.
"I read you're supposed to hug your loved one 8 times a day."
I love that, man.
For 6 seconds each, which would be 48 seconds out of your day.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I'm a big hugger. I like hugs. My kids are getting to the point now where they're starting to do the turn away, which is sad. They're 7 and 4, and they're, you're like, come here, give daddy a hug. You know, and they're like, oh, which it's a bummer. When they were three years old, you know, 2 years old, that's all they wanted to do was hug dad. And we're still in the point where they'll both lay on my chest and watch a movie, like in one arm. But Bo's getting long, dude. He's getting tall and long. Those days are going to leave me, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe try to have more kids or something. I have no idea, but it's starting to mess with me a little
bit.
Yeah,
those days are long
gone.
Now
you can say we're halfway home.
Oh, we are halfway home on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Where'd you find that sounder? I thought maybe that meant we had a lineup in for today's game.
We have one for the Cubs.
We have half a lineup. Yeah, Cubs lineup is in Hap, Tucker, Suzuki, Bush, Swanson, Horner, Crow, Armstrong, Shaw, and Amaya.
All right, that's a good lineup.
Tucker's been hot, 4 home runs. Suzuki's also 4 home runs. Padres, I think, have, 5 home runs all season?
Yeah,
I
mean, they're built a little bit differently. But no, we do not have a Padres lineup out yet, but I have an idea of what it's probably going to be.
Yeah, well, against Shota Imanaga, you would think, yeah, righty heavy.
Yep.
In this first game of the Cubs' home schedule this year, opening day at beautiful Wrigley Field. It doesn't look like it'll be the Ferris Bueller day.
40-something degrees.
Yeah, it's going to be chilly, cold, and somewhat unpleasant.
Okay.
MLB.com does have a Padres lineup.
Oh, all right, lay it on me.
Let's do it.
Tatis leading off in right field. Arise playing first base. Manny Machado batting third, playing third. Bogarts in the cleanup at short. Merrill in fifth and center. Gurriel is your DH. Cronenworth at second. Brandon Lockridge in left field. And Martin Maldonado behind the dish, batting ninth.
All right, so Jackson Merrill drops to fifth against the lefty. They put Bogarts back up. They've done that a couple of times.
Yep.
Against left-handers. Sheets not in the lineup. We talked about that on the roundtable yesterday, whether Gavin Sheets is playing his way into more of an everyday DH spot. But so far, I think, Woods, you had the point. Like, hey, working. We're not going to change anything at this point. And right now, Gavin Sheets is your platoon left-handed hitter against right-handers as your designated hitter, and you still have him later in the game. I mean, Mike Schild is always going to be aggressive. Like, when Jake didn't start against a lefty,
yep.
He still got what,
two ABs.
Went two for two. He was coming in the middle of the game, and I would imagine Gavin Sheets will, as soon as Shota Imanaga is out, you will see some shuffling of the lineup, and some of the lefties will get in there. So just because you're not starting doesn't mean you're not playing at least half the game. You may.
And it's tough for guys like Gavin Sheets, right? You do get pigeonholed into. I think his OPS against lefties last year was really, you know, it was low. He was on a crap team. He wasn't having a good year. He has started to hit lefties really well in spring training, but that's spring training. And, you know, Shota Imanaga is a different animal. And so I think, you know, for now, if it's not, bro, you also got to get Yuli Gurriel some ABs and see if he's worth anything. And if he's not, you've got other guys maybe that you could call up. So, you know, these guys are getting chances. Who was it that we talked to this week? Was it Eno Saris that said essentially the thing about when you bring in a Hayward and a Gurriel and guys like that is they're hungry, right? They know this. They got one foot out the door, essentially, of Major League Baseball, and they know they have to perform. And so while you don't want to build your entire roster full of guys like that with one foot out the door, you do need to have a couple of those guys that are like, no, I'm going to scratch and claw. You're going to get the best version of them. So they need to get some work, too. So I think it's fine. I mean, Gavin Sheets is not – I know we're calling him Barry Bonds, but he's not Barry Bonds yet, right? Like, I'm not leaving him in there against any and every lefty we face, at least right now, not at this point in the season.
And Eno also made the point that, you know, they don't have to be the perfect versions of themselves
right.
to help the Padres. Actually, I think Yuli Gurriel has put up good at-bats when I've seen them. I mean, I'm not expecting Yuli Gurriel to have a huge season, and
correct.
I'm not expecting that from Jason Hayward or even Gavin Sheets to keep it going. But you know, if you use them properly and combine them together, you actually could end up with, you know, a decent player at the end of the season. But if you fall in love with any of them, including Gavin Sheets, you may not get the benefit of having all of them on the roster, which was the point.
Yeah.
The roster flexibility, the intangibles, you know, everything that those guys bring to the table, you need to sprinkle them in all over the place if you're going to get those benefits.
You got to get them work, man. You got to get them work. Those guys need their swings as well, and you're going to play the matchups early in the season. No problem with how they're deploying anybody right now. How could I, as we sit here at 7-0? So, I again, no issues. Now, you know, you go and drop the next three or four games, and then you're talking, then, you know, now we're talking. Now we got something we can bite down on. But I just, having Gavin Sheets in there every day is not necessarily, in my opinion, you know, the right thing to do as we sit here today.
All right. We need a contestant. Final game of the week, take on Woods. And we've only had one other qualifier for this weekly prize. So if you beat or tie Woods, you'll have a 50% chance of winning the tickets to the When We Were Young Festival in Las Vegas in October, featuring Blink 182, Panic at the Disco,
there you go.
The Offspring, and more. Call now, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We will get you online to be our contestant coming up today for a chance to win the tickets.
Who was our guy yesterday?
Kyle. I remember I was talking to him after the game. He won, real or fake.
Yep.
I was getting his information, and he's like, I will be tuning in, because he's rooting hard against our next listener.
Oh, yeah.
Because if Woods wins,
Kyle gets
the tickets.
Kyle gets it. There's no drawing necessary. You just automatically take it, or you can get a 50% chance of winning. So we'll do that after traffic here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. First, I'm opening my Prize Picks app right now. Now that we have a lineup in for today, I can start setting some more or less totals on Prize Picks with stat projections.
You all right over there?
I am. I'm good. Well, I'm just looking through. I'm scanning. I'm trying to do two things at once. Brandon Lockridge, one half of a total base in today's game. You can pick more or less. Put Brandon Lockridge into your lineup today in Prize Picks. It's really easy. I mean, you can go with the pitchers and look at Shota Imanaga or Randy Vasquez and look for strikeouts and different opportunities. Randy Vasquez, more or less than four pitcher strikeouts. That's how it works at Prize Picks. It's daily fantasy where you can win up to 1,000 times your cash running your game all season long. If you haven't signed up yet, it's really simple to do so. Just go to the website, prizepicks.com, download the app, and when you do, use the code KWFN. Get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. $50 instantly, play your first $5 lineup, and then play a bunch of more lineups by putting your favorite baseball players in there from different teams. You can watch the game today, whatever. You can combine different sports. If you're watching basketball, college basketball this weekend, they've got Prize Picks action on all of it. It's really simple. It's really fun. I've been playing for about a year, enjoying myself every single day with Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Going to once again point out the fact that when I made the point earlier this week that people aren't that excited about the Final Four, we once again have not mentioned it all week. Tomorrow's Final Four, all number one seeds.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, going to be good basketball matchups, but it just doesn't have the buzz about it because it's all the expected teams that were supposed to get there. I have no doubt that we'll probably get one or two really good games. Anyone see? Never mind that I asked the question. I know you didn't see it.
Lakers game?
The NIT final last night was an incredible game. UT Chattanooga beat UC Irvine at the buzzer. UC Irvine was down 1, 2.5 seconds, had to throw it all the way across the court to try to win. Got the pass to the free throw line by Christian Laettner, where he would turn around and hit the shot, but instead of going shooting, passed to his wide-open teammate under the basket with 1 second to go, had a layup to win it, and he blew it, and he missed it.
You're joking.
He missed it, and Chattanooga won by one.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. But, it's going to haunt that kid forever.
But a good showing for UC Irvine, the team that UCSD beat out, remember, in the Big West this year, made it to the NCAA
remember
tournament.
I do remember.
Yeah.
Oh, one of my favorites.
So anyway, college basketball tomorrow, doubleheader,
you
Final
watching?
Four. I don't know. Probably. It's after the Padres game, so we can do both. Watch baseball and then a little college basketball.
Yeah, 3 o'clock and 5:50.
Perfect.
Right.
Perfect.
Forward to that, Greg.
All right, we got some contestants on the line. Big game today.
Big one.
Big game today. Bring your A game, Woods. You're playing for Kyle.
That's right.
It is time for Take on Woods. Oh, I got a bunch of contestants on the line here. Who to choose? I hate to have to choose. Take on Woods is brought to you by Bay Alarm Security and Fire Alarms for every business. We got you. I'm going completely random. All right.
We need to, like, vet these callers. All right.
Line four, who's this?
Me?
Yes. Hello? That's you.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, this is Chris.
Chris,
do you have your A game on? Hey. Are you ready to go?
Hey, you know, I've been doing my stretching. While
nice.
Working on
All right. Work, so. All right, Chris, if you can beat or tie Woods, you will be in a two-person drawing for our grand prize this week. The tickets to the sold-out When We Were Young Festival in Las Vegas on October 18th, featuring Blink-182, Panic at the Disco, The Offspring, and more. Tickets for day two still on sale at whenwewereyoungfestival.com. If you lose, Kyle, who won Real or Fake yesterday, gets the ticket. So pressure is on everybody here. You get to pick our category today. Woods is no longer in the room here. Here are your choices. We've got La La Land. We've got five song titles that include the word La, L-A. We've got Without a Doubt, five song titles and artists that contain the word without. And our new category, Seventh Inning Stretch, submitted by Tier 1 Scott. Five musical answers that all include the name of a Major League Baseball team in the answer. So, La La Land, Without a Doubt, or Seventh Inning Stretch. Chris, what are you going to play?
Let's go La La Land.
La La Land. No, we're not talking about Los Angeles. Today we are talking about five song titles that all include the word La, L-A. Got 60 seconds to answer as many of the five as you can. If you don't know the answer, you can pass. We'll come back to it if there's still time left on the clock. First question's our two-second song. Polly, I'll cue up a short snippet. You got to give me that title and the artist. And remember, we got L.A., La, in all of the answers today. All right, Chris, are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right.
Bring it.
60 seconds on the clock in the category La La Land. Chris, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
How? I don't know the name of this song.
Yeah. Madonna dreams of a tropical paradise called San Pedro, in which Latin-infused 1987 hit.
Pass.
Which 2008 hit song won Grammy of the Year for Coldplay and became the band's first number one song on the Billboard charts?
Pass.
When Rolling Stone published its first list of the top 500 songs of all time, what was the only entry on the list not to be sung in English?
La Bamba.
Correct. Ricky Martin was on top of the world in the summer of 1999 when the mega hit spent more than a month in the number one spot on the Billboard Top 100.
Living La Vida Loca.
Correct. Go back to our two-second song. Madonna dreams of a tropical paradise called San Pedro in which... we got two.
La Isla Bonita.
It was too late. The buzzer sounded. La Isla Bonita. That was LaGrange by ZZ Top, our two-second song, and Viva La Vida by Coldplay. All right, you got two. You got La Bamba, Living Vida Loca. Let's bring Woods in. He doesn't get the category. Stay on the line there, Chris. Chris's score has been established. It's now up to Woods to determine how this prize is going to go this week. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Chris.
There's ZZ Top, LaGrange.
Correct. Madonna dreams of a tropical paradise called San
Isla Bonita.
Correct, which 2008 hit won Song of the Year Grammy for Coldplay and became the band's first number one song on the Billboard charts.
Dun, 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 dun. Viva La Vida.
Correct, when Rolling Stone published the first list of the top 500 songs of all time, what was the only entry on the list not to be sung in English?
La Bamba.
Correct, Ricky Martin was on top of the world in the summer of 1999, when which mega hit spent more than a month in the number one spot on the Billboard Top 100.
What is the name of that song? Oh, Livin' La Vida Loca.
And that is a 5 for 5. And Kyle, yesterday. Congratulations, because you are going to the concert in Las Vegas. Sorry, Chris. Two is not good enough against Woods in the category La Land.
La Land.
LaGrange, La Isla Bonita, Viva La Vida, La Bamba, and Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah, smoked it today.
Very well done,
Thank
Woods.
You.
You brought your A game as we said you were going to.
Enjoy, Kyle. Enjoy it on me.
Sean said he ran the category from his couch. That does not count, though, Sean.
No, it does not count. Got to call in.
Got to call in and play the game. Very well done, Woodsy.
Thank you very much.
All right, have we spotted in-season Sammy? Should
I
be joining
not.
Us. Coming up, well.
He's on his way in.
He's okay. on his way in. We will talk Padres baseball with in-season Sammy Leavitt. He's getting you ready for a pregame show at 10:20 this morning. Padres and Cubs coming up, so don't go anywhere. This is San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
And listen up, homeowners. Don't go through another year with all that high interest debt that you've accrued. Let Loan Pronto wipe it all out now with their Rapid Equity Loan. Makes it easy to pay off all your credit cards or tackle that 2025 home improvement project. Get cash in your pocket fast with no appraisals, no paperwork, no waiting. Their AI-driven technology gets you approved and funded in as little as a day. They got low fixed rates. They got lightning fast transfers. You can do it too. Consolidate your debt, improve your home, take control of your finances. And imagine if you could, being credit card debt-free by this time next week. Don't wait. Just call Loan Pronto now, 619-207-4336, or go to loanpronto.com. Get your free rate quote today with no hard credit pull, 619-207-4336, or loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know, I just thought of something.
What did you think of?
It's Masters Week next week.
Oh, no.
I know, Paulie. I thought about it. I love the Masters. I love it. I'm so into it. I love it. But how are we going to keep you engaged for two shows, Thursday and Friday, whilst the Masters is going on? What do we do?
Here's the thing. I don't really have a lot of Masters coverage early in the morning. It doesn't really start until 10 o'clock our time.
Okay.
Usually. The coverage, at least on TV. I mean, there'll be some early scores that come in, but...
I can recall a time where you would just...
Oh, my God.
Stare at the TV.
It was more for the British Open, I think.
Are you sure?
I remember it's just Masters. Not a lot of Masters. I mean, they did expand the coverage a little bit on Paramount Plus. So, but I don't think we get Paramount Plus on the TVs in here.
I guarantee you we don't.
You're probably fairly safe.
Okay, good.
Next week. Maybe the last hour I might have a
meltdown.
Pop in and check a highlight or two on Thursday and Friday. But I would think that people want to know what's going on in the Masters next week.
Yeah.
Big golf tournament, first major of the year.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else I'm excited for?
This guy.
I agree. That guy right there. We got Sam Leavitt, who's just popped in studio, out of breath, running up the...
running somewhere.
I've had a terrible morning.
Really?
So far. Well, actually, it was going well. I was on television this morning.
That's why you look so sharp.
What news station?
Fox 5.
Fox, I love Fox 5.
Great coverage.
Huge. Oh, great coverage.
Great coverage.
Phenomenal people.
Great talking podcast.
Julian Delgadio.
Julian crushes
Troy Hirsch.
Have you noticed Julian Delgadio unbelievably well-dressed?
Every time.
I mean, just super dapper.
No flannels or anything like that. Just sharp.
Flip-flops.
Every day. Yeah. Sharp. Sharp
very
as a tack.
But that
what happened though?
So everything was going well. Forgot my laptop. My plan was to come here right after, and that was at 7:30, so plenty of time. So I had to go back to OB, get my laptop because I needed my laptop. Then what else happened? Got my laptop, drove back here, was running late, right? So that was kind of the second error. And then I had a nice Trader Joe's salad for lunch. And on my way up here, this is 3 minutes ago, show the YouTube stream. Dropped it on the sidewalk over there. There's still lettuce everywhere. I did my best. Yeah, I have to go back down there and individually pick up each piece of lettuce because I'm not going to leave it like that, but I had to get up here. So to anybody walking in the offices here, I'm sorry. You
don't
might
eat
step
that.
On lettuce.
He's going back to get it later.
Yeah. So.
All right.
All over the place.
While we're here, and this happened, what is Sammy's responsibility here?
Do I need to go? I need to go back and pick up each individual piece of lettuce? I quickly scooped a bunch back into the container
and threw it away.
There is still a good amount of individual lettuce and some pieces of chicken sitting on that sidewalk because it was literally 8:33 and I had to get up here.
Don't litter on purpose, but we have grounds maintenance here, and you know that'll be part of their job responsibilities.
Will eat it.
Yeah, but you don't have the
it's biodegradable.
You don't have the equipment necessary to actually clean solid dressing.
I will have to crouch down and pick up each individual piece of lettuce.
You don't have to do that. It's fine.
Really?
You don't.
I think you're in the clear. You did get the, it's funny how we reconcile things. We're like, well, I got the bulk of it, so it's fine. Like, I got most of it. Well, if you're going to leave a little, might as well just leave a lot, right? So if you get the bulk of it, I reconcile it the same way you did, Sammy. I got the bulk of it. I cleaned it up as best I could. I threw the plastic container away. I left some lettuce and chicken on the ground. Certainly not on purpose. Birds will eat it. Guaranteed. Like, it's probably being pecked right now. You know what I mean?
Probably.
Like somebody.
And we certainly here at these offices have cleaning staff. We
correct.
See them.
Correct.
So there will be someone to clean it.
The bigger problem is you now no longer have lunch.
Now you have no lunch.
I'll
what's your go-to around here?
Well, I know you love going to Jersey Mike's.
I love Jersey Mike's.
Sometimes a Jersey Mike's. Sometimes I'll Uber eat something. Sometimes I'll go somewhere over here. Although, have you guys been to the new cafe downstairs that has reopened?
I heard it's great.
I heard it's really good.
We had Vietnamese coffee from there, and it was really good.
Right. Well, maybe I'll do that today. Because here's the problem today, I'll be honest. With the weather in Chicago...
Oh, you may be called upon.
It's one of those days where I don't love going out, even for 15, 20 minutes. And I will. I'll do that during the season. I'll go out and grab something to come back. But this is risky, and sometimes that weather stuff can happen really quickly, and within 10 minutes, it goes from I'm chilling to I'm on the air. So,
who's on the board for you, Frank?
Frank.
Could Frank feasibly vamp until you got back?
But I don't think that's a great look on my part.
No, probably not.
Did I ever tell you about the time I went out? This is my first season. I went out to get Thai food, probably about 10 minutes away from here, somewhere over here in whatever, Kearney Mesa, Mira Mesa.
Yep.
And do you remember 2022, the Giants, their lights weren't working?
Yes.
Oh, do you recall that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lights aren't working. Random thing. Guess where I am?
Not
out getting Thai food.
Not at the microphone.
I'm 10, 15 minutes away. You know, Dave's like, where's Sam? He's like, he's on his way back.
Oh my God.
They're vamping in the booth. And I got back and I got on. But yeah, got caught.
Jesse and Tony wanting to murder you.
That's the throat. That is the only time anything like that has ever happened.
I told you the story when I used to host a pregame show long ago from the building across the street. We didn't get the Padres games on television, so we'd have to go to a sports bar somewhere every single game. We'd finish the pregame show.
Go to a sports bar.
And then the first inning, we'd go to a sports bar. We'd watch about 6 to 7 innings and then drive back and listen to the last inning or two and be able to finish it out. But we felt like to have a competent post-game show.
You need to watch it.
You really want to be able to watch the game.
Well,
so.
I know. Well, I hope he's okay that I say this. Like, I think Crisello used to like... go ref a basketball game and
during
then
the game and then come back and host the post game show. That's very LO. very LO.
Hopefully that wasn't a secret.
When I would be at 94.9 in the morning,
weren't that good back then, so it didn't really matter that much.
I would do my first, like, hey, what's up? Welcome in. You know, be giving away iPads later or whatever. And then I would say, all right, coming up next, you know, here's Walk the Moon. And I would go to the song. I would haul ass to that Carl's Jr. down in Mission Valley and get, like, if I was hungover or something, I'd get like a biscuit and a Coke. And I'm looking around to make sure none of the engineers are there. And I mean, Bro, I would time it out to where, like, the song was ending. I was like, and you're back on 94.9. It's your old pal Woodsy. Hope you're having a great Friday.
Over the course of, like, two songs?
Not two, no.
One song?
It was about the music. So I would just slide in a bunch of sweepers. You know, you're listening to 94.9. And I would haul ass down to Carl's Jr. And if you'd pull in and be like, oh, God, the line is, like, four deep. Do I risk it? Do I risk it? Do I risk it? It was like, I don't know why we were playing these games, but I didn't like that.
I'll never forget back at the old station, Padres flagship at the time, and I was running the board on Saturday night or something, and I had to go number one so badly, and I was waiting.
Number one.
Can't go during a commercial break because, mm-hmm. you know, it was the bathroom was down the hall. It was like a three-minute walk to the bathroom at least. So, all right, I got to get them back from commercial break. So I patched them through. Everything's good to go. I would have to call the hotline on my cell phone
to listen
to the game live so that I can just make sure they don't make a pitching change or something.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and I'm running down the hall. I got my speakerphone on and it was like one pitch pop up. Next pitch hit batter, and I hear, and there's a ground ball to short.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
I'm dead.
I am hauling ass. And I think they're like, on the Padres radio network.
And you hit the button.
And it was like, one, two, three. And then finally, I got in there and was like, able to hit commercial break.
God, it's just terrifying. I'm really sorry about your salad.
It's
Sam.
Okay. It's like a $4 salad.
I know.
It's not the salad itself. It's the experience of dropping it, having to scoop it up.
Yeah.
And now being faced with this moral dilemma.
Correct.
Yes. All right. Let's check traffic. And then, Sammy, we can talk baseball, not salad.
I like lunch chat, actually.
On the other side of our traffic check here on 97.3 The Fan. Well, Sammy, I first want to congratulate you because no Padres pre- and post-game show host has ever gone this long in a season without having to talk about a Padres loss.
Yeah,
so,
that's
congratulations.
History, man. That's so true.
I was a big part of it.
Yeah, huge part of it.
I got in there, gave the team a pep talk before opening day, before they got on the bus to head to the airport at a spring training. So, yes.
It must be nice, though.
It is so fun.
It's been great.
So fun.
It's been so much fun. I mean, it's not just the wins. It's the brand of baseball. I mean, how much fun has this team been to watch? The way they're playing offensively, the way they're putting pressure on the opponent, the base running. I mean, to see Manny running around the way he is, it's incredible. I think Manny looks faster.
He does.
This year. I really do. Like, I keep watching him run down the line, and I think he looks faster.
He's always been such
legitimately.
He's always been such a smart base runner. Like, when he goes, you're like, oh, God, what is he doing? He beats it by 3 feet. Every time you're like, wasn't he like 10 for 10 last year or the year before? I can't remember, but he knows when to go. He knows the right guys to go off of, and he knows the good situations. And you've seen a lot of baseball IQ from this team early on this season. You've seen, you know, we talked to Shilty yesterday, and I know, you know, Luis Arraez's batting average isn't going to blow anybody's hair back right now, but you talk about the productive ABs that he's had. It's crazy. They're getting guys on, they're getting guys over, and they're getting guys in, and it's been so much fun. They've had incredibly lucky breaks, incredibly. You know, balls off a guy's ankles and rolling into the dugout for a double. They've had all of that stuff that has gone in their favor. But they've also taken advantage of every inch that they've been given. It's been awesome.
And it's two good teams.
Yeah.
Guardians were a couple of wins away from the World Series last year. Yep. I know they didn't do a lot in the offseason. They lost, you know, a bunch of pieces. And the Braves, I think, you know, I keep saying they're going to be okay at the end of the year. Although you get off to an 0-7 start, you're starting to get into sort of, you're going to be digging yourself out territory unless you quickly make it up.
They'll need to make history. I mean, no team that started 0-7 has ever made the playoffs. Well, is that right? I mean,
it is true, although I did see the stat yesterday, at least FanGraph projection, that the 0-7 Braves still have a 33% chance of winning their division. The 7-0 Padres have a 5% chance of
incredible.
Winning their division.
And I will say, that is the unbelievable part of this start. Yeah. I mean, the 7-0 start's incredible. They deserve all the credit in the world. And then you look up in LA and they're 8-0. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But it's been so much fun to watch. And now you pair it with the pitching and how good it's been. I think I said it in the post game on Wednesday, and I have it written down in my scorebook. I think it's 4 runs given up in 49 2/3 innings. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's everybody. It's top to bottom. It's the starting pitching now. It's the bullpen. It's everybody.
I think even more unbelievable than great pitching, which you'll see over occasionally, like a streak like that over the course of the season. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but Tatis and Arraez have batted 1-2 in every game this year. They have one strikeout out of your first two spots in the batting order all season. Even Arraez off to a slow start. He has 0 strikeouts. Tatis has 1 strikeout. strikeout all year. The ball's in play, just constantly pressuring the other team to make mistakes all game long. And, you know, it doesn't always work, but eventually it does. At least it has every game this season.
Yeah, and there is a value to putting the ball in play. I thought we saw it in the Cleveland series a lot. I mean, there were moments in that series where the Guardians were throwing the ball around.
Yep. Arias couldn't pick it up.
Yeah, yep. I mean, when you put the ball in play, when you're aggressive on the bases and you're doing the little things right, like it's the most cliche start ever, because you can sit here and say they're doing everything right, the little things right, putting pressure on the opponent, all these very cliche things. But you watch the games and it's true. It really, really is. So brand baseball wise, it's just been awesome.
Yeah.
You know, long way to go.
Long way to go.
There's going to be twists and turns.
They're going to lose some games.
Absolutely.
No question about it. There's going to be games where that aggressive defense probably, or that aggressive base running probably bites you in the ass a little bit. It does happen. But it's already happened a couple of times. They still managed to scratch out seven wins. You know, you take the good with the bad, and I love the brand, like you talk about. We've been talking about it like crazy. The brand of baseball, the good defense, the aggressive base running, the aggressive hitting, the smart, patient approaches at the plate. You can't draw it up any better. I mean, would you love to see more power from the team? Sure. Those are easy runs. Like, when you have a team that's yakking home runs, yeah, great. The three-run homer is beautiful. But the way these guys are doing it, they can beat you in a few different ways.
I mean, I found that encouraging that they have played so well and they're not hitting home runs.
To
me, it's
100%.
A really good sign, because you know the home runs are going to come from this lineup.
Yep.
And I think I go back to a word that I said to you guys back at spring training, and it's that word continuity. And I talked about it with you guys at spring training, that there was a feeling there of continuity. Even though there were faces that weren't back, the core was back. It's the same coaching staff. It's the same manager. And to this point, it looks an awfully lot like the team we saw in the second half last year. It seems like they've picked up right where they left off from the regular season, and even a better version of it. Yeah. So I keep coming back to that word continuity. Maybe we'll see how it all shakes out, but maybe this is one of those seasons that you feel like was a continuation of the year and the identity, you know, that came before it. We'll see.
Talking to in-season Sammy Leavitt in studio here with us, the Padres pregame show. The Eco Water SoCal Padres pregame show begins at 10:20 this morning. And you mentioned weather. It's going to be cold. Dave Marcus has already reported very cold. We don't know about the rest of the potential weather systems this weekend, so Sammy's going to be on his toes. Looking ahead, pitching matchup today. Have they officially named
a
pitcher? Okay, I just want to make sure.
You know what?
I don't know. I heard you on the postgame show.
Yeah, we usually
Wednesday
get
on. Why haven't they named Randy Vasquez as the pitcher?
Well, he was obviously in line. We usually get a message with the rotation, and we hadn't got it yet, which is not unusual when there's an off day. So I typically don't say they officially have announced it until I get that message. So that's why I said that on Wednesday during the post game. But we'll see how Randy does. It's going to be a cold day, very different conditions than it was at Petco Park. Imanaga has been really good to start the year, and this Cubs offense was great in Sacramento. Now, how much is playing in Sacramento and against the A's, who aren't playing super well so far? How much is that a part of it? Probably a little bit. But the Cubs offense has been really, really good as of late. So we'll see. It's going to be a very different environment, obviously, at Wrigley.
I forgot to roast Eno Saris yesterday. I hope Shota Imanaga gets lit up today, because I had him on my team. I sent Eno my list of keepers, and I asked who I should keep. And he goes, don't keep him, Imanaga. He's going to regress. And I said, all right, I won't keep him. So I didn't.
It's early April.
I understand. But he's got an ERA of less than one and two starts.
Yeah.
And he's looked dominant. So I need him to get crushed today to prove Eno right.
Kind of bearing the lead here. You're sending your fantasy baseball rosters to one of our guests and asking for advice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just want to make sure.
I mean, could there be anybody better to send to?
Paulie, next year I'll offer him $500 I'll give him my login. He does my draft. I don't have to do anything.
Send it to AJ Preller next year. See what he thinks.
Can you imagine how good he would be at fantasy baseball? But so he told me.
I think he'd have fun with that.
I think he would too.
I think he'd probably do it.
He's probably
busy.
He
had a little time.
He's probably
busy.
He lives
fantasy baseball in real life.
Every day. Yeah, I know. True. I know. Gus says talk about the lineup. We did talk about the lineup, didn't we?
Yeah.
I saw it. No real surprises against the lefty.
Guriel,
Lockridge.
Yeah.
I understand people are caught up with Gavin Sheets, and they should be. He's been great. You know, again, it's seven games in.
Yep.
What you're doing is working. You haven't lost a game yet. And I think this early, keep on putting Gavin in a spot where he's been good.
Yeah. So let him succeed. You know, give him the best chances to succeed.
I don't think you rock the boat.
Sammy, back in the Northwestern days, yes. How many afternoons did you spend at Wrigley Field?
Only a few because, I mean, well, number one, you're in Evanston, and you guys know when you're in college, your world gets very small. Yeah. So we would go into Chicago, but, you know, if your friends aren't going to the game, I'll be honest, I didn't find myself, like, taking the L into Chicago. Not nearly as much as I think I thought I was going to when I first committed to Northwestern.
Now that's weird because I lived in Rogers Park, which wasn't so far from Evanston,
right.
And I found myself on the L going to Chicago all the time downtown. Yeah,
interesting.
There was nothing to do in Rogers Park,
right.
So you had to
Evanston
go down.
Has the whole campus.
Yep.
It's big undergrad
Chicago
community.
Dog dragged through the garden guy, or were you a beef sandwich guy?
I loved the Chicago dog. I love the Italian beef sandwiches too. They're all good. Now, keep in mind, also beyond Northwestern, when I was in Amarillo, I was going back and forth to Chicago, and I spent every off season there doing college stuff. And that was weird because I was never there in the spring and summer, so I never went to Wrigley.
Yep.
But I love Chicago. I love that city. I had so much fun there.
So much fun.
I never spent the best time of year there, which was the summer.
It's the best time.
But I've been to Wrigley a handful of times. I went on some very cold days, like in April, May, but then I was out of there by like early June. So I missed most of baseball season. But Wrigleyville, that whole
There's
area
nothing like
is
it,
Lakeview.
So much fun.
Terrific. Yeah.
So
such a small. What is the capacity at Wrigley? Like
32,
something small.
And they've done a really nice job around there too, like in updating it and making it more modern, while also keeping, I think, a lot of the charm of Wrigleyville. They've done a nice job around there the last half decade or so.
They were so. I've always thought it was funny the places across the street where they built their own bleachers on the rooftop.
Yeah.
So. They could sell tickets like in their own apartment complex to watch the game, and you're just right out there. That's not even officially Cubs anything.
No, I'm so bummed. The Pods really need to play there like in July and August, so we can go out there as a show.
That would be a great trip for you
guys. It's a great trip.
It would have been a brutal trip right now.
Yeah, right now would be terrible. There's a lot of tier ones that are out there checking in already from Wrigley Field. So
you guys are going to Philadelphia?
We are.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing shows from there?
No.
We're just going on a show vacation.
So it's a weekend. I haven't even looked.
During the weekend series?
It's a week.
It's a week series.
You're probably filling in for
us. We're just taking the week off.
Yeah, you're probably filling in for us.
Yeah. So hold on a second. You're taking the week off.
We are.
Yeah.
And you deserve it. I don't want
to. Adam ain't paying for us.
Adam's not paying.
I know.
I'm just trying to understand the details. You're taking a week off.
Mm-hmm.
No shows,
right?
Just to go enjoy the series.
Yeah,
will you have any social content?
We gotta go.
We'll tell you.
We'll tell you
next.
In a minute.
Okay. Here on 97.3 The Fan.